It is Friday, May 7th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Florida has become the latest state to pass Republican legislation making it harder for people to vote. Voter advocacy groups are already challenging the new law in court. Meanwhile, Brazilian police committed a massacre in one of Rio's largest favelas. At least 25 people were killed in what police described as a campaign to ensure public safety. And lastly, the United States is reportedly turning a corner in the pandemic. Public health experts are expressing cautious optimism about declining infection numbers, but they also warn against letting our guard down too soon.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
This dispatch from the Republican War on Democracy comes from the Associated Press. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a major rewrite of Florida's election law yesterday, tightening rules around drop boxes and mail-in voting. Critics say the changes will make it harder for voters, particularly the elderly and people of color, to cast ballots. It's the latest victory in the nationwide push by Republicans to restrict access to the polls. The campaign has been fueled by Donald Trump's false claim that his re-election was stolen from him. Florida Republican legislators passed this law without a single Democratic vote, even though they acknowledged there was no signs of fraud in the state. The AP reports that DeSantis, widely viewed as a potential presidential candidate, clearly saw the political advantage in fighting for what his party describes as election integrity. In an extraordinary move, he staged his bill signing live on Fox and Friends with no other media outlets allowed, including local media. Election supervisors did not ask for the changes, warning that some of the new rules may prove cumbersome. Voter advocates assailed the law as a blatant attempt to impede access to the polls so Republicans might retain an advantage. Patricia Brigham, president of the League of Women Voters of Florida, called the law despicable, undemocratic, unconstitutional, and un-American. The League joined the Black Voters Matter Fund, the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans, and others in assailing the new law in a federal lawsuit filed minutes after the signing. May the courts strike it down. The news from Brazil is ugly. The Guardian reports that at least 25 people have been killed after heavily armed police stormed one of Rio de Janeiro's largest favelas in pursuit of drug traffickers. Activists called it one of the deadliest raids in the city's history. About 200 members of Rio's civil police launched their incursion into Jacarezinho in the early hours yesterday, sprinting into the vast red brick community as a bulletproof helicopter circled overhead with snipers poised on each side. By lunchtime, at least 25 people were reported dead, including a drug squad officer who was shot in the head. Police and local media described the other victims as suspects, but offered no immediate evidence for that claim. Photographs and videos taken by residents and shared with The Guardian showed bloodied corpses splayed out in the favela's narrow alleyways beside the heavily polluted river from which Jacarezinho takes its name. Police officials and Rio's tabloid press celebrated the mission as an essential attack on drug gangs who have for decades used the favelas as their bases. But there was outrage from human rights activists and public security specialists as the scale of the carnage became clear. Pedro Paulo Santos Silva, a researcher from Rio's Center for Studies on Public Security and Citizenship, said, quote, "It's extermination. There's no other way to describe it. This was a massacre," end quote. The least we can do is bear witness.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Good news. The New York Times reports that after weeks of coronavirus patients flooding emergency rooms in Michigan, the worst COVID-19 hotspot in the nation, hospitalizations are finally falling. In some recent days, entire states, including Wisconsin and West Virginia, have reported zero new deaths. And in New York and Chicago, officials have vowed to fully reopen in the coming weeks. Americans have entered a new, hopeful phase of the pandemic. Local officials have joined in newfound optimism, rapidly loosening restrictions. Public health experts remain cautious, but they said that while they still expect surges in the coming weeks, they don't think it will reach past peaks. The nation is recording about 49,000 new cases a day, the lowest number since October. Hospitalizations have plateaued at around 40,000, similar level as the early fall. Nationwide, deaths are hovering around 700 a day, down from a peak of more than 3,000 in January. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says the pandemic could at least temporarily be throttled by July if the vast majority of people get vaccinated and continue with precautions. That's according to a strikingly optimistic paper released Wednesday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said she expects the current infection numbers to continue their recent decline. She also warned against complacency. She said, quote, "If we're not humble at this point, we have a problem," end quote. And remember, it's not over until it's over everywhere.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Washington Post reports that months after the Trump administration weakened the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, allowing industry and individuals to kill any number of birds, the Biden administration proposed a new rule that would revoke that change. The proposal announced by the Interior Department yesterday could restore protections that govern accidental killings of birds. Oil companies are mad. So, you know, it's probably good. According to CBS News, refusing to wear a mask or other unruly behavior on an airplane has gotten more than 4,000 people banned by U.S. airlines over the past year. Airlines have referred more than 1,300 passengers to the Federal Aviation Administration for unruly behavior since February after the agency announced the zero-tolerance policy. Folks, is it really that hard to keep your mask on? The New York Times reports that New York City is launching a new program to provide funding to artists for public works. Officials said the city will spend $25 million on the program called City Artist Corps. It's expected to create jobs for more than 1,500 artists. Color us excited. Gizmodo reports that informants working for the FBI committed more than 9,600 crimes under the Bureau's supervision during Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. That's according to unclassified government reports known as Otherwise Illegal Activity Reports, which detail the number of crimes committed by what the Bureau calls confidential human sources. Want to break the law? Well, you get a cop's permission first, I guess.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us live this afternoon on the Majority Report at noon or later as a podcast.